Today is a new day in the Lord.
今天是新的一个主日。
We want to come together this morning to connect with Him, to meet with Him in His Word.
我们今天早上来到这里是要跟主耶稣基督连在一起。
And to be encouraged and to be prompted into action.
来受耶稣的激励，然后我们能够有行动。
This morning we're going to be at the end of the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28. So if you do like to follow in your own Bibles, or if you like on your phone, you can turn to Matthew 28 right now.
今天我们要谈的经文是在马太福音的尾巴就是后末后是在马太福音的28章。所以你们要是有圣经或者手机的话，你们就可以打开到那个地方去。
You know, it's funny, as most of you come here, or as anyone drives here, they usually pass a few churches.
你们早上开车到这个我们的教会来的时候，通常你会经过几家教会。
Sometimes I always wonder, like what is happening in the church, like just next door to us. You know, like at the same time we're singing, they're also singing.
有时候我就想说，哎。那个他们的教会像我们隔壁的教会他们在做什么？我们在这边唱歌，他们是不是也在唱歌？
And they have their own distinctives or their own worship styles. The way that they sing the songs is a little bit different from us, probably.
他们的这些教会呢，他们自己有，也许他们有自己独特的聚会的形态，他们唱的诗歌可能跟我们也有些不同。
But the church.The church has one single mission.
但是教会呢是有一个单一的特别的使命。
There are many, many churches right now, like as we meet together, north and to the south of us, who are worshiping, but really the church has one single mission.
是的，我们这个我们附近的南边或北边有几家教会他们在聚会，但是我们聚会呢都有一个中心的使命。
We as a church, Jesus' instructions for us is to go in and make disciples.
我们聚会教会耶稣给我们一个教训，就是说我们要去使人成为门徒。
You know what's really neat, what's really cool is that the Bible says that.Even when one sinner turns and repents and goes towards God, heaven has a party.
圣经上告诉我们，就是有一个世上的人，要是回转，然后承认他的罪，成为信徒的话，那天上也要庆祝欢呼。
There was a celebration. There was a party for you when you turn from your way and begin to walk with God, like the angels just... It says that the angels rejoice whenever one turns from sin towards God.
对，想想你们各位你们成为信徒的那一天那天上就会有庆祝会起来，那天使也会为你高兴。
About a month ago, Andrew Bigos, our intern, and myself, and a number of youth, we went on mission to Chicago.
大约一个月前，我们Andrew 还有我还有一些青少年，我们到芝加哥去有一个短的宣教。
Our purpose was to go into Chicago and display Jesus Christ, wherever we were, wherever we went.
我们的目的是要到芝加哥这个地区。去能够把让耶稣显示出来，到处去哪个地方我们都要让耶稣显示出来。
And what we did is we served alongside a church called the Iglesias Bautista Peniel.
我们到一个教会去，那个教会我们一起跟他们同工，那个教会是教会是佩尼亚教会。
And this morning, what we'd like to do is just share a little bit of our experience with you.
今天早上我们要想要跟你们分享一些我们在那边的经验经历。
But it's interesting, you know, when our group came back, we got back again. It was a month ago that we were on this mission. And when we got back, I reminded the group. I said, "Look, even though our mission in Chicago is completed, our mission is not done. We're not finished being on mission."
在一个月前我们在这个完毕之后我们回来，那我就告诉我们这个团体提醒他们，虽然我们在芝加哥这个使命和任务已经完成了，但是我们真正的使命呢是还没有完成的。
Because if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you are always on mission.
因为你们只要是基督徒的话，你们是永远在这个使命里面。
So there are three short verses that we're going to look at this morning. And in these verses, Jesus describes, he gives to the church the agenda that we are supposed to follow until he returns.
我们今天要看三节很短的经文。在这经文里面，耶稣呢告诉他的门徒说这个他给了他们的将来要做的一些所有的事工。
Let's read through the passage together, and then we're just going to kind of look at an overview of the passage, and then we'll walk through it together, okay?
我们今天来看我们今天的经文，然后在读的时候我们会看看他教我们什么东西。
Matthew 28 verse 18 says this, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given complete authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
马太福音二十八章十八节开始，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就与你们同常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Some say when they look at this passage, when they look at Matthew 28, it's a very well-known passage. Many of you have read it many times. And some say, you know what, when we look at Matthew 28, this is why the church exists. This is our purpose for being.
这个很多人在读这段经文，这段经文大家很熟，很多人都读过。这个他们会说，我们看这段经文，我们会看到说，这个教会存在的目的。
But when I look at Scripture, when I examine Scripture, it seems to be that this is not our purpose for being. This is our mission.
这个但是我看这个经文的时候，我看到了说，这个不只是这个教会存在的目的，不只是这个，我们还有其他的。
So church, what I want to do is I want to show you in Scripture maybe a little bit different take of why we exist, and then also our mission. Okay.
所以我要让看看这个下面跟你讲述一下，说我们看看这个神的这个为什么我们存在，跟教会的这个。我们的使命有什么对比。
If you turn to your Bibles in Ephesians 3:10,
你们打开以弗所书三章十节。
I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation.
我要读这个新译本。
Sorry, actually, this says this. His intent was that now, through the church,the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
Okay, so the purpose, why we exist, why does the church exist, why are we brought into being? And Ephesians talks about that. Paul talks about why we exist.He says the intent for the church was that God's manifold wisdom would be displayed and made known to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly realms. Okay?
所以我们要看看这个这个教会为了什么存在？我们看看这个经文上说，看看这个耶稣说那个圣经说，保罗说神要借着教会使天上的执政者还有掌权的这些现在知道神百般的不可能不同的智慧。
So again, I have probably shared this with the church family before, this illustration, but it is like this crystal. God is like a crystal like this in some ways. And then if I take this crystal and I spin it around, there are many different facets. There are many different sides of God. You know, I can spin it around. It's a beautiful crystal. Sometimes I'll hang this. If you hang this in the window, you know, the sun shines through the window, through the crystal, and it casts out like these rainbows in the room. You know, it's because it's a prism.
我以前也许有人听过我用这个比例。 这是一个水晶，这水晶很漂亮，水晶有很多面，就像神很多面的智慧，很多面。那这个水晶呢，如果放在阳光，光线穿过的话，会显示各种各样的颜色。你如果把它挂在窗口的话，那你看到这不同的面转来转去的时候，那有些时候会产出不同颜色的光，也像彩虹一样，非常漂亮。
You see, and that's why we'll never tire of God is because there are so many different sides to God. We'll never get bored. In heaven, you'll never be bored because there are so many different sides of Him. There's so much depth to Him that each direction, each angle I take at it, it shines like there's just a different look to the crystal.
所以呢，我们对神呢，我们不会觉得说，神好像就是很变成到最后很单一很无聊。你看看这个水晶，它有不同的面，每一个面都非常漂亮。就像神呢，你不同的从不同的角度去看它的时候呢，你看到不同的东西，那你在天上，你到天堂也不会觉得无聊，因为它就变化多端的。And
so the church's reason we exist is to display His many-sided wisdom. So that when angels look down at the church, they can see one, two, three, many different sides of who God is. When they look at you, when they look at you as the church operates, as the church exists, as the church worships, as the church goes about, they see the different sides of God.
所以呢，教会存在的目的呢，就是显示这个像显示水晶有不同的面的不一样。所以你看第一面、第二面、第三面，它每一个面都显示不一样的美丽。所以神就是说天使看到这个教会，就像看到这个水晶一样，看到教会的每一个漂亮的地方，看到你、看到他，都看到这个是水晶显示的不同的漂亮。
And so that's why we exist. And what we're doing when we go on mission, we exist to display His many sides. But our mission is to add to those numbers who are displaying His many sides.
所以我们呢，去我们使命，我们去宣教，我们就要做的呢，就是呢，显示出这个不同面的漂亮，而且我们做的呢，是增加。 我增加这个水晶的表面，更多样的表面，所以呢，我们使得这个水晶呢更多面更多样。And
so what I did, if we were to turn out the lights and I gave each one of you flashlights and I said, okay, take your high beam flashlight and point it up at this crystal. That's kind of the picture. And so when we go on, when we are on the Great Commission, when our mission is to add to those who can shine their flashlight up at this crystal, this display. So what we're doing is we're adding to those who reveal God's many-sided wisdom. That's our mission.
所以呢，如果说我现在把这个灯关掉，然后拿着水晶给你们，你们拿手电筒去照这个水晶的时候，就看到非常漂亮。那我们的宣教，就是我们是一个宣教的一个任务，就是在这个大使命里面。 我们这个宣教呢，就加到一直加到这个水晶上面，使得这个使命变得更丰富。So
one day, our mission will come to an end. There is a start and an end of every mission.
所以有一天到来的时候，我们的使命会结束。那个每一个使命都有一个起点与终点。And
when the last person on earth who has been ordained, the forethought of God has chosen them to come into the kingdom of God, when the Great Commission is completely filled, when the last flashlight is shining on the crystal, it is the end of our mission.
所以呢，当这个世界上最后一个被呼召的人。 被选召的人进来，被就是进到神的国度。当这个神的国度最后一个人被填满的时候。 这个时候呢，就是这个最后一个手电筒到照到这个水晶的时候，这个时候呢，我们的使命就结束了。
So one day when the Father says to the Son, because the Scriptures say that the Son doesn't know when the Father says, it's time for you to return. When He says that, it's the end. You know, it's the end. Christ will return. Our mission will be over. He'll come back down.
所以有一天。那天当神天父说这个时候到了那天他讲使他讲但是我们自己不我们是不知道的这天到的时候那他是告诉说这个时候到了你该回来了这时候耶稣呢就会回来照在地上这个时候呢就是使命的终点
But until then what Jesus says is like hey before I come back here's what you're supposed to be aboutHere's the agenda. Here's the business that the church is to be about.
所以但是在这个终点还没到的时候呢，这个耶稣呢就是告诉我们说，这是你们要做的，这是教会应该做的事情，教会的事业，这就是教会的目的。
He says, "I have been given complete authority in heaven and on earth."
他说我已经天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给他了。
See, if the picture is this, and in this last place where Jesus is, there's probably about 500 people.
你想想看这个图像，当耶稣讲这个话的时候呢，在聚在一起的大概有500个人。
It's the 11 remaining disciples, and then in 1 Corinthians it says that actually Jesus appeared to the 12, to the 11, and then to even to over 500, around 500 people.
在新约里面记载的这个时候呢有500个人但是里面大概有里面有11个是耶稣的自己的门徒那其他的就是这个时候图像就是这样子。
And when he tells them before he ascends into heaven, what he says is like, I've been given complete authority. Heaven and earth, everything you see, every star that you see, I have authority over it.
他告诉他们说这个天上地下所有的权柄你们看到的还有这空中的天上的所有的权柄都已经给我了
And so as one in authority I'm about to give you a mission I'm about to commission you out
我有这个权柄那我现在要给你们一个命令要把你们差遣出去
And he was not saying this is as one in authority he was saying this is not a suggestion for the church it's not something thatYou need to do while you're waiting for me, or this is not maybe something to kill time while you wait for me to return. He's like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. This is, I'm telling you, I'm in authority, and it's time for you to go out.
这个他耶稣给这个命令的时候，他是拥有权柄，他是给命令，不是给一个建议。他不是说这个你们可以有些这些事情可以去做。那等我回来忽悠忽的消磨时间等我回来不是的他是给一个命令这个命令是你们要做的不是建议说你们可以做的
Now when we read through the scriptures there's several commands here you see several commands you talk about there's going and then there's making disciples and then there's baptize and there's teach
当我们读这个这段经文的时候我们会看到好像有好几个命令有说要去有说要使人成为门徒，有说要施洗，也有说要教导教训。
But if you look at the way that the sentence is written out in the original in the Greek language, there's only one single command in this passage.
对，但是我们在读这个仔细读这个经文，读那个希腊文的原文字的时候，我们可以看到。这个整段这段经文只有一个中心的命令。
The single command is to make disciples. That is what is central. That's the main idea. That's what we're supposed to do.
在这个原文呢，只有一个这个使这个中心的命令就是使人成为门徒。这个是中心的命令。
To make disciples is the imperative.The going, the baptizing, the teaching are all what's called the subordinate participles. That means they all support the main imperative.
在这个这段经文里面，使人成为门徒，这是主要的动词。 那其他的像去、施洗还有教训教导，这些都是附属的分词，是支持这个主动词。
Going, baptizing, and teaching describe aspects. There are aspects of making disciples.
去、施洗还有教训教导，这些呢只是一个、就是不同的面去看这个、这个主信息。
All right, so we hear this term a lot. Every church talks about making disciples. Everyone says, okay, we're a disciple-making church. This is what we're about.Or you might call yourself a disciple. And disciple is not a word that's used in just normal culture when we speak.
这个每个教会都说他们是一个要使让使人成为门徒的一个教会，东教会。但是这个是里面还有一些差别。
So what we need to talk about a little bit is just what does Jesus mean when he talks about to make a disciple, to be a disciple?
所以我们就是看我们看看。耶稣真正的意思是什么？他说什么样子是去是使人成为门徒？
One of the things that kind of trips the church up is that oftentimes what the church thinks of when they think of a disciple is one who has found salvation in Jesus Christ.
这些教会有时候会有一些就是误解，就是说好像成为门徒就是哪一天你变成基督徒你就成为了门徒。
So many times there's a misunderstanding in the church that once you have been saved, once you're a Christian, then you're, that's it. I mean, you just wait for Jesus to come back.
所以呢那有个误解就是说那你们我们哪一天受洗了成为基督徒了那就够了，我们就等，就是不做什么事，等着耶稣再来。
Or to make a disciple means to share the gospel with somebody, which is true. But once they become saved, then your work is done.
或者是说，使人成为门徒，就是你跟人家分享福音，哪一天他信接受耶稣得救了，那我们的工作就完了。
But that's not what Jesus means when he talks about being a disciple or making disciples. It's not just being saved.
这耶稣意思不是说不是这样子，不是说使人成为门徒，就是你让你得救了，或者使人家得救了，那就够了。
He's also implying the process of being a follower to grow to mature in Christ Jesus.
那他也他讲要使人成为门徒，也包括这个过程，要使人能够成长，能够成熟。
You look through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Jesus spent a tremendous amount of time teaching his disciples, leading them, showing them how to mature, modeling for them what it looks like to be like him.
这个我们看看福音书里面，耶稣花了很多时间教导门徒，不只是教导，然后让他们在生命上面成长成熟，使得他们更像耶稣自己。
And you look at the disciples and you can tell, like you read through the Gospels and you're like, man, they're not there yet. You know, you read through and they're like, wow, they seem so far. But Jesus is like, hey, I want your character to look like mine. I want your heart to match my heart.
我们刚刚读福音书的时候看到这些门徒看到说他们有点差并不是那么好。但是呢耶稣呢就是告诉就是说在福音书里面就是做的就是希望他们变成跟他一样的。
So church, if we're not growing, if we're not in the process of being sanctified or participating in it as the Lord works in our lives, then we're not being a disciple.
所以呢，我们弟兄姐妹们，如果我们在教会里面，我们不能成长，不能继续像耶稣这样成长，往耶稣方向成长，那我们就不是真正的门徒。
And so what Jesus does is like, here's what a disciple is.And now I'm sending you the 500 who are here. Just think, there are only 500 people that Christ started with. It's like, now I'm sending you out to make disciples.
所以耶稣在讲对这500人讲话500个人讲的时候，这是500人，他告诉他们说，我要让你们变成门徒，你们要被差遣出去，使万人成为我的门徒。
The first aspect of making disciple is going.
第一个步骤就是要使万门人成为门徒的第一个步骤就是去。
The command is to go to all the nations.
命令是给我们要去到世界上的万国。
So it means that some will be here, some Christ will ask to leave their homeland.
也所以有些人呢是要留在附近本地，有些人神会耶稣要他们去远的地方。
Some of our church, I think of there's several in our church who've gone to different parts of the world to fulfill the Great Commission.
是我们教会也有一些人去到世界上不同的地方去去进行这个大使命。
Some of our church has left OCC to go to East Germany.
我们教会有一些人到离开我们教会到德国东部去去宣教。
As part of fulfilling the Great Commission, some of our church has left to go to Asia.
一样的为了这个大使命，我们教会里面有些人离开我们教会到了亚洲去。
Some have chosen United States and America. It's comfortable here.
所以想想我们在美国是非常舒服的地方。
And some have chosen to leave being comfortable. Like we're going to go and we're going to live in different parts of the world, parts of Asia that are just less comfortable.
有些人就选择离开这个舒适的环境，到一些比较不舒适的，像亚洲这个地方去。
Last month, our group again just went locally to Chicago.
我们上个月我们这群人就到一个不太远的地方，到芝加哥去。
But the nature of the commission is this: is that wherever you are, you are to be going, whether it is here in Rochester Hills.Auburn Hills, Troy, part of the commission is that all believers are to be going.
这个去也可能是在去到这附近的地方，就想想我们这里的Rochester Hills, 或者 Auburn Hills, 或者是 Troy, 那我们去就是要去，也是要去这也有些人要去这附近的地方。
There are people that you work with. There are neighbors that you have that you haven't thought about or maybe you haven't.Prayed for.
你想想，有些人是你的同事，或者你的邻居，还有一些人你很久没有想到他们，也没有为他们祷告的。
Your boss, people that are that work for you, that work beneath you.
是想想你的上司或者你的下属。
These are people that God has placed in your life. It's like, here are people. This is where you are to be going.
这些人是神。放在你周围的这些人是你要去的。
So who? Who is it for you? Who is it for you that God is like, I'm, this person is in your path right now. They are waiting to be made a disciple. They are waiting for you to step out and radiate Christ, to share the gospel with them.
所以想想看谁是谁在要在你这个生命这个路上在那边等着你去跟他们分享福音，是使他们成为门徒。
For us, I think it's just having eyes to see, you know, like people that you've been with for a long time, and I just haven't thought of them in that way.
你想想，你要打开你眼睛，看看这些人，你想到这些人，这么多这辈子，你都没有想到他们的。
The second descriptive aspect of making disciples is baptizing.
这个使人成为门徒的第二个步骤是施洗。
We are to be going and we are to be baptizing.
我们要去，我们要施洗。
The word baptismo is the Greek word to dip or to submerge.
这个施洗原文在希腊文是baptismo, 它的意思是沾水，或者是把它东西浸到水里面。
And as part of being a follower of Christ, we are to go out and we are to baptize.
当作一个也是基督徒，我们要去，也要施洗。
And so you can see a picture, and all of you have been here, we've witnessed it so many times, when people walk down into the tub and baptize them.
你们看到，这个是我们教会，我们教会有很多次施洗，你们看到这个我们这很多人在这边受了洗。
Baptism is the identifying with Jesus Christ in his death and his resurrection.
洗礼是与耶稣同在，一起被钉死了，也一起活过来。
When we lay someone down into the water, it's identifying with his death.
当我们把一个人放到水里面去的时候，就表示他与耶稣一同死了。
And when we raise them up, when they come out of the water, it's identifying, it's identify with Christ's resurrection.
当我们把这个人从水里面抬起来的时候，这就表示这个他与耶稣一同复活了。
And I encourage anyone out of obedience, anyone who knows they are a follower of Jesus Christ to be baptized.
我希望你们
To be baptized, if you're a follower, to obey him, to be baptized, if you are a follower of Christ.
To obey them.
Yeah, to obey him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 我希望大家是去受了洗之后可以是服从遵守耶稣基督。
Now I told the students as we went to Chicago, I wasn't anticipating baptizing anyone and we didn't baptize anyone. I mean, we didn't baptize anyone.
我们去芝加哥的时候，我们希望能够也为人施洗，但是我们没有施洗。
And I know the church generally thinks of it like, well, Brady, you're the pastor, you baptize the people.
然后我们教会一般都想说，哎 ，Brady， 你是牧师，你要施给为人施洗。
Or I said, you know what? We went and we did the teaching, but.Pastor Renee was the pastor at Iglesias Bautista. I said, well, you know, he'll do the baptizing.
我们去芝加哥去想说啊，这个人要受洗，那个人要受洗。那我们就告诉说当地的牧师，你要为他们施洗。
Yet it's interesting though. He doesn't say the 11, the disciples, the apostles. You guys are the ones to baptize. He says no to the 500. He says no. You guys are to go out, make disciples. And while you're making disciples, I want you to baptize people.
这耶稣在这个圣经里面讲说，耶稣讲这话的时候，他对五百个人，他没有讲说，哎，这个十一个门徒或使徒，你们去施洗。他是说，他对五百个人说，你们要去施洗。
I know it might seem strange to some of you, but actually, again, if you believe in the priesthood of believers, it's kind of listed out in 1 Peter, where it's like, you know, we're all ministers. There's really in Scripture, we don't see any kind of restriction.On the church baptizing.
所以我们看看这个彼得前书里面写说，我们所有的基督徒呢都是祭司，所以呢圣经里面并没有说只有牧师才能够为别人施洗。
According to Scripture, I don't see any place where it says you got to be a pastor. You have to go to seminary. You have to be ordained. You have to be clergy to baptize.
在圣经里面我看不到说圣经有写说你必须要经过神学院，读了神学院，你必须要受了圣职圣礼成为牧师之后才能够为别人施洗。
But I do understand why we do it in the church setting. We usually in the church it's usually listed baptism is listed as part of entering into the fellowship of the body. So usually it's done in the presence of the body.
在我们在教会里面，这洗礼是一个仪式，也是就是说一个仪式，然后欢迎这个受洗的人加入了这个教会的一个家庭。
Even that, I was baptized in a bathtub actually at a house.
我是在一个家里面一个浴缸里面受洗的。
So there's some brothers and sisters that are around that were with me though and can witness my baptism, so I could express to them.You know, my identification with Jesus Christ.
所以这个时候呢我受洗的时候呢有一些弟兄姐妹围着看着我见证我受洗然后跟这个耶稣呢认同合一。
So church, we are to be baptizing as we make disciples.
所以呢我们在教会里面我们要为别人施洗使别人成为门徒。
The last descriptive aspect of making disciples is teaching.
最后一个步骤使人成为门徒的步骤就是教导教训。
It's interesting to think about teaching during Jesus' time, teaching had already been influenced by the Greeks.
在耶稣这个时候那个时候的这个教学方式呢已经受了希腊人的影响。
They say that the Romans conquered the Greeks.But culturally, the Greeks influenced the Romans.
那时候呢，历史上这个罗马人呢，罗马帝国征服了希腊人，但是希腊的文化呢，影响了罗马帝国。
And so by the time teaching was expressed the way it was done in Jesus' time is that there was a rabbi, there was a teacher, and then there were students, there were followers.
在那个时候呢，耶稣那个时候那个学校教学的方式呢是。 有一个拉比或者老师，有个老师，也有学生。
And the rabbis were the Jewish scholars. They were the experts in the law, so they would stand up in front of people and they would teach.
那时候的拉比呢，就是犹太教的一些学者，他们会站到讲台上对教他们的学生。
And so what happened was sometimes what discipleship meant, what teaching meant for a Pharisee was kind of more of an academic endeavor.
所以那时候呢，特别是像法利赛人，他们在学校里面学习呢，特别是注重这个知识学术的一种追求。
But if you look at Jesus, he took discipleship and he changed it. There was a difference between the way that he went about teaching and the way a rabbi or the Pharisees thought of teaching.
但是看看耶稣呢，他的教导跟这个法利赛人他们教导不一样，他的方式有点不一样，很多不一样。
I love watching Jesus because he brings his disciples everywhere he goes. He does life with them. He walks on the road with them. He eats with them. He everywhere he goes, that's what discipleship was.
你看看那时候，耶稣呢带着他门徒，他们一起生活，他们出去，耶稣带着他们吃饭、睡觉、走路都在一起，他给他们一起生活。
It was more of a Hebrew style of learning.
他的方式是希伯来或者是犹太方式的一种学习。
You don't have to turn back in Deuteronomy 6, it talks about this way of teaching.
在生命记里面讲到这样子一种教导方式。
Deuteronomy 6 is where the Lord has just given the commandments to all of his people. You know, and he's describing to the parents, he's describing to the people, here's how you pass on the commandments to the next generation.
这个时候，在那个生命记里面第六章说，这样你要这样教导他们，教导你们儿女。
Right, he says, look, when you're passing on these commandments, repeat them again and again.
他说，你们要教导这儿女，说要不断的重复，叙述。It's
like talk about them when you're at home, talk about them when you get up in the morning, talk about them when you lie down at nighttime.
他说，你们要在家里面教他，要教导他们。他起床早上从床上起来的时候，你就要教导他们。一直要教导到晚上睡觉的时候，也要继续教导他们。They
were to teach their kids as they went through life, and you know when I see some of you, I know that some of you do this. That like as you go through life, as things come up, that's how you teach. You know, that's how you model. That's how you model Christianity. That's how you model Christ.
我也看到你们有些人也是这样教导孩子，那就是随时随地的教导孩子。有事情发生的时候，你就这样教导他。这个这样的教导方式跟这个圣经里面这个写的是相似的。
I love the way Jesus did it. It seemed more holistic. It seemed more, some ways, many. Is more Eastern in its style of teaching.
我很喜欢耶稣这种教导的方式，这是一种比较全面性的教导，也是比较像东方式的教导。
So as we are going and baptizing, we're also teaching.
所以我们去施洗，也教导他们。
The whole church is to be, we as a church are to be making disciples.
整个教会都要一样的像这样子去使人成为门徒。While
we were in Chicago, we had the privilege of being able to teach.
我们在芝加哥的时候，我们有机会可以去教导。And
I'd like to actually kind of turn it over to some of the students that went with me. If you guys could come up and just stand here.
我请一些我们一起去的青少年还有恩主上来分享。So
we were on mission, and we were on mission for 1 week.
我们去芝加哥，我们花了一个时间，一个礼拜时间做了短宣。And again,
we just had the opportunity to kind of journey together, to go out, and to be a part of the Great Commission.
我们很高兴有这个机会，我们到那边去短宣，成为在这个大使命里面做一份事情。
And so we went with a sending organization. It was called Praying Pelican.
我们去的这个宣教机构是Prayer Pelican.
And there were two staff, Robin and Danelle. What were the names?
有两个工作人员Robin and Danelle.
And as we were on mission together, towards the end of the week, we gathered together, and Robin asked us if we could describe in one word what our experience was like being on mission.
这个短宣快结束的时候 ，Robin 就来问我们说，我们可不可以用一个字来表达我们这个宣教的这个经历或经验。
Okay, and so I'm gonna turn it over to these guys, and they can just share what their word was, what they experienced, just a little bit of what they experienced.
So 让他们来讲说那个字是什么。
Okay, so we're missing a few members, but this is the majority of the students who went to the mission trip. And before I explain my word that I shared, I'm just gonna talk a little bit about what we did there. That way, if anybody else like tells a little story or something, you'll understand it. So we did three main things there. One was VBS, which is Vacation Bible School. Second thing was like we worked on the church itself. So like we did some projects there. And the third thing was we worked at a foundation called La Casa Norte. So VBS, we split up into three groups. One group had 3 to 6 year olds, another had 7 to 10, and the last group had 11 to 13 year olds. And we would like teach a lesson that we had planned out, and we'd like eat snacks and play games and whatnot. And then for projects at church, we would like we painted a fence, which was kind of, I don't know, it was really hard because it was like 93 degrees outside and like 90% humidity. But other than that, we got it done. And at La Casa Norte, some of us helped to fix a garden up, and the rest of the people like sorted clothes out. And so now I'm going to share my word. Keep in mind, it was like 2 a.m. when we were sharing these words. Yeah. So like some of the meaning may have been lost, I don't know. But my word was perseverance, because there were like two main things that we had to persevere in, I think. So one, the church that we went to was mainly Spanish speaking, and we all speak English, so it was kind of weird. But we were really lucky because most of them at least knew how to understand English. And the second thing we had to persevere with was just like long days. The days there didn't feel like one day. Like, they felt like 2 days put together. Because we'd have to work on, like, a fence outside, and we'd be sweating like crazy, and we'd come inside, and we'd be really, like, really, really tired. And then 1 hour later, we would have to do VBS, you know, so I just think that we all persevered really well and did our job there.
So my word was worth, because kind of like Michael just said, it was really hot, and we were outside painting the fence for, like, hours, and I was definitely very tired. And then we had to go back in, and I was with the 3 to 6 year olds, so they're very energetic and playful, and they like to run around, so I had to, like, chase after them. And so I was really tired, but at the end of the day, it was just, like, really nice to see all the kids, like, have fun and be loved. And the church members really were grateful and thankful for us. So it was just really worth it for me to go on that trip.
Okay. So my word is responsibility, because just like Michael and Lily, I did work. And despite me getting some paint on my clothing or on my face or on my arms, or sweating like a pig, I hardly even care. And also, I was working like with the middle schoolers, and although it's hard to get them to stay quiet, they're fun.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I hope This won't be a train wreck. I came up with the word transformation, even though I was sort of doing the least work. I was on games, so I got to play around while other people were actually doing work. My word was transformation because it's sort of about being in a different place, doing different things with like different people. And that kind of thing is bound to change you, regardless of what happens, even though my daily life hasn't changed a whole lot.
All right, my word was strength. And I obviously needed strength physically, mentally, and spiritually during missions. Before VBS, we had some time to prepare the lesson. And after that, I still felt very unprepared and kind of stressed out because I'm not very good with kids. So, I had to realize that I can do anything through Christ, and He'll give me strength. Also during missions, as Michael said, we had to do some work outside, and in direct sun, it was like really tiring, but I still kept up with it.
Hello. My word that I had was hype. And I chose that word because I was just really excited about the missions trip and being on it, and really excited about being able to just grow closer to the students that were there and just being able to see them grow and be able to see them learn at different things, especially when they were sharing their words and sharing what they learned on the trip. And it also just makes me excited because I am going to go do overseas missions in Poland. So it was like a taste of being able to work cross-culturally and just knowing that this is something I want to do the rest of my life. And it just made me excited to be able to know that, like, hey, I get to do this, like, every day soon. So it just makes me really excited.
Yeah, you guys can sit down.
Wait, I didn't share my word yet. You can sit down. You sit down. No, you can't. So my word was teamwork, because one of the most enjoyable aspects for me was to see how each of our gifts and talents and skills came out. You know, things that I hadn't seen before, and everyone, like, as they prepared for teaching, just had different ways of going about preparing or how they presented the teaching. So I just was really, it was very enjoyable to me to see, like, just how we all kind of worked together and everyone's strengths kind of, like, complemented each other. Teamwork. So one of the most enjoyable parts, I think, you guys can go ahead and sit down, thanks. One of the most enjoyable parts is just, Joshua had shared, like, it's like, I felt like I was being transformed there and then here, you know, it's like, I don't know what happened. But I think what it is, it's like when you're there, we got up every morning and we were serving. Like, as soon as we got up in the morning, we were thinking about, okay, serving the church and, like, preparing to serve. And I think there was just something about that just moved in us. It's like, it's what we're made to do. And then the real challenge is what we've been looking at, what Jesus' command is like, yeah, when you come back to your setting, you know, to stay on mission, to go, like, hey, it's not over yet. Just because we left Chicago doesn't mean, you know, we can still serve. We can still radiate Christ. We can still look at the people around us and share with them who Jesus is. You know, so that's the big challenge. On our last day, VBS, it was a gray day, and it was raining a lot, and so I had to take one of the youth to a hospital, but like the rest of the group was there at VBS and came outside. You know, it's kind of a bummer because it was a gray day, it was raining, it's like, oh, this is our last day of VBS. But it was cool. At the end, the group apparently went out and they went out, and outside of the church, across the street, There's a big National Guard building, and just it was just a cool sign. It was just like there's this rainbow over the top after it rained. The sun came out, and there's this rainbow over the top. And I came back, and the group shared with me about it, and it just reminded me of God's presence. It reminded me of God's promises. He says, "Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." He sends us out, but he's with us. He empowers us. He's always there. There's times in the scripture where it says, you don't even have to worry about what you'll say. When you're brought before people, it's like, don't worry. The Holy Spirit will tell you what to say. You know, so this is our mission, church. This is what we're about. This starts today, and it ends. It ends when Jesus comes back. Could I have the worship team? Could you guys want to come on up? And we can. So you guys come up. I'll be closing us out in some prayer. Lord, again, we give thanks to you that. For your missional heart. Jesus, you are perfectly comfortable with the Trinity. You are comfortable with the Father and the Spirit. You didn't have to come down, but you chose to because it's your nature. It's your nature to come out. It's your nature to go and rescue. It's your nature. Your nature is love. Lord, if that is who you are and your Holy Spirit lives inside of us now, then that means it's our heart as well. It's been written in our hearts to go out and to love people, to share the gospel, to make disciples. We thank you that you withheld nothing. There is no place you weren't willing to go, even though you left just beauty, comfort, relationship. You stayed connected with the Father. You went out at a great cost to yourself. So, Lord, I pray that we'd be willing to carry that same cost, that we put aside ourselves, and that we would be a part of your great commission that you've invited us to be a part of. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.